Friday.
You already know what it is. It's high noon. All y'all motherfuckers, pay attention. We in your eardrums, motherfucker. You know who it is. It's Izzy E.
Levante, you know, my bad.
This nigga fucking up. How you fuck up your intro, bro?
My bad. Got me off guard.
This nigga tripping. Motherfuckers just got off work. You know what time it is.
Smoking next to these white people. They know we smoking.
Hi, I hope they didn't call the police. You hear that?
Yeah.
The sirens just cut off.
Look like she on the phone.
And it looked like she on the phone.
Look like they watching TV or something, though.
Yeah.
Now, let's light this bitch.
Let's get lit.
I say let's roll another blunt, but we ain't got no wraps.
Oh, we is out of... Shit, we run out of weed, too. We gotta hit up the guy. Shout out to Game Natural Leafs, Garcia Vega. You can buy them at your local gas station. We are smoking on the Garcia Vega Limited Edition Black Cherry. Go ahead and get you one, guys. They're only $1.59 at your local gas station.
You know, feel free to sponsor us.
Feel free to sponsor us. You know, we got you. They roll nice. They stay together. And they burn slow as fuck. They've been putting us in a kush coma for a good 2 straight days.
I was high as hell at work. Everybody knew I was high.
I was pretty high at work too, bro. I didn't want to do shit. And then this motherfucker, I was ready to go home, right? Then he comes up to me. He comes up to me and the dude who were both supposed to be leaving at 8. And he's like, does anyone want to stay? You know, anyone want to stay till 9:30? And I was already going to ask him, but I had forgot. So I was like...
I guess. Like, make it look like you couldn't. Like you was thinking about it.
Yeah, I was like,
I had plans, but I guess I'll stay.
I don't know. And then Evan was like, nah, bro, I don't want them bitches. I'm leaving. And I was like, I guess I can stay till 9. This chick named Sophie I work with, she was low-key heated. She was a little salty. Because motherfuckers are starting to get, like, I got, like, 30 hours in 1 week. And that's, like, full-time hours. There nobody really gets full-time hours except for, like, managers and a few other people. And she was like, yeah, it took me a whole year and a half to get full-time hours. I guess Joel must like you. You already got full-time hours. And I was like, yeah, that's what happens when you, ask for days off, or ask for days, keep picking up motherfucker hours. Because managers don't like, because when I pick up hours, they got to scratch somebody's name off, write it in, and it makes the schedule look super fucking shitty. So, motherfuckers was just...
Schedule you?
Yeah. They were like, fuck it, I'm just going to give him hours instead of having him.
Today at work, I was in the bakery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with this other new dude, so neither one of us knew what the fuck we were doing. And this dude went into the bathroom and never came out, bro. For the whole day. Shit? Bro, we went into the bathroom, right? Like I did, and I looked for him. He wasn't even in there. And like the manager was like, bro, we didn't even see him when the camera's leaving. So that nigga just like disappeared mid shift.
Did he come back?
No. Like he just disappeared, bro.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like five, 6 o'clock, right? He's just gone.
That's fucking hilarious. Bro, just come to work, guess. They hired right now too. That shit easy as hell, boy. You just gotta learn how to make one sandwich.
Straight. Bakery was easy. I didn't even do anything all day.
This nigga Levante trying to get over in the baker side. Hey, can I be a baker?
It's low-key a lot of work. It was just super slow today. Because, like, if it was faster, I would have had to do way more shit. Way quicker.
Because
I got to do, like, cotton candy and shit at bakery. And that shit takes forever. Everybody want cotton candy. It takes forever to make.
I'd be wanting cotton candy if I came. Or like Golden Corral used to have the... Do you guys still got like the fondue little setup?
Fondue?
Yeah, like melted cheese. It's like a cheese tower or like a chocolate tower.
We got a chocolate tower. Chocolate fountain.
Okay, so y'all still got the little fondue set up. That shit would suck.
But it'd be breaking. Our shit all break the time. All the fucking time.
We went to Golden Corral probably like 3 times. Bro, I'm mad as hell. I got a long...
Because it's fucking little kids, bro. Little kids will drop the little toothpicks into the thing and it'll fuck up the motor. And then so we got to buy a whole new motor. So it's because he's fucking inconsiderate as people and kids.
I'm mad, bro. My barber missed a whole long... Like, a good line of long-ass hairs on my neck, bro.
My barber missed, like, my baby hairs and, like... He didn't even line up one of my sides.
Really? Motherfuckers was ready to go.
Like you see this right here? Like, you see how it's straight and shit?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that on the other side.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, bro.
Like, it looks nice.
Man, we need to find, like, some exclusive good barbers, bro.
There ain't none around here. We in this bougie ass white. Like, look to the left, bro. We got 2 white motherfuckers on the porch.
Chilling.
They probably drinking alcohol.
Sipping some beers. Drinking on some wine.
Fuck white people. They got a dog. That's a typical white family right there.
Hell yeah.
I bet you that's a fucking teacher and a fucking mechanic.
I'm dead. Or a secretary and a mechanic.
That's a fucking white family right there. We got a fucking science teacher and a fucking doctor, nigga. Fucking law student.
Hell yeah.
I was gonna say law. Is it a lawyer?
A lar. A what? A lar.
That's why I kept saying that. I was like, law, law. I was gonna say lawyer, but it's fucking up.
My homie Sam's a lawyer.
Oh, man. Try to get in this here.
Hell yeah, you got a 24 on your SAT. That's pretty good. That's good.
I thought I'd retake them, though.
That's good, too. Just to try to get a little bit better. Are you going to try harder this time? You should try hard.
I actually try. Like, I felt like the ACT was super good. Like, because, you know, I've been college possible shit, right? So, I'd done it a bunch of times before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that time I did it, I felt super good doing it. Because, like, that was my best score.
That's good. You should definitely... Did you, like, try the whole time, or were you, like, you know, sometimes?
No, I was trying.
You was?
Yeah, like, even, because, like, I hate the science one, because it's fucking, it's not really even science, it's just fucking, like, word problems. It's like, you look at this chart, what the fuck is on this chart?
Oh, yeah. I hate that type of shit. I'd be looking at the chart, like,
But it's, like, easy, but it's like, what the fuck? Because it's not really science. And math.
So what are you going to do if you don't get into the U of M?
I have a bunch of backup schools.
Like where?
Like St. Cloud, Mankato.
Yeah, I was saying you probably get...
Like St. Cloud's super easy to get into. So mm-hmm. That's
like St. Cloud's not like a really...
Like great it's a school.
It's a school you want to go to if you're not really like... trying to do the college shit, you know, you're just kind of going for the college experience. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're going to party and fuck over.
St. Cloud's a huge party school. Where you go to, like, when it's just, like, you going to school type. Yeah, like how you were saying. Yeah. That's where all the niggas go, where they, like, they go where they care a little bit about school, but they fucking around. So that's why it's a fucking party school.
Yeah, it's a huge party school, bro. Or, like, Winona. That's a, or what's a really good school is Augsburg. Augsburg's really good. It's like U of M Augsburg type shit.
But I think it's like,
but you could get in with that score, the 24. That's a really good score. Like, what's your GPA?
It's just terrible, actually.
Is it like 1 point something, or is it like at least two?
It's 2.6.
It's like 2.5, 2.6.
It was like
a, you could get,
my GPA used to be like a 3.
You could get it back up to a 3 if you like fucking
right now, bro. Bro, like my fucking, my first hour I'd be fucking around. Like my grade be fluctuating so fucking much in first hour for no reason, and I don't know why.
Is that sign language class?
Mm-hmm. Like the teacher likes me, and I know I turn everything in. It's just like she like does some shit with the grade book differently. So like,
yeah, if you do
fluctuating all the time.
If you do good, you get like B's for the last trimester, and then like if you really wanted to, like I don't really see you doing this, but if you wanted to take summer school, you know, just do
to get like some just of the D's up.
Yeah, just to get your electives, or yeah, just get your like GPA up a little bit.
I don't really need to raise.
And you could
it,
go, and then you could go into senior year, like. How many? All right. How many classes have you failed?
None. I've never failed.
You've a never class. Failed a class. That's
well, cool. Actually, no.
Have you gotten a lot of D's though?
No, I don't get a lot of D's. That's I get good, like too. C's. I get a lot of C's. Like I used to get a lot of A's, but then like I started getting B's and C's a lot. Can't. Like, I'd, you know, a D, I'd get D's up all the time. I'd be like, this, the D's too low for me, so I'd get that shit up. But I did, I
can
did.
You, can you, like, say, sophomore year, you took a, I don't know, like, an English, you know, one of your important classes, and you got, like, a D or, like, a C, like, a low C?
Yeah, I got a D. You can, civics.
You can take it over? Can you take it again?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you should do your senior year. All your classes, but you've already picked out your classes, huh?
For, yeah,
senior year.
Yeah. Because I got Skills USA. I don't have a lot of flexibility in my schedule because of Skills USA, because that shit takes up 6 slots of my electives, and I have, like, 8. And, like, AP classes.
Why are you taking Skills? Like, Skills, it's a cool class. You know, it's fun.
It gets me
huge opportunities, but, like...
No, like, bro, my GPA is fine, bro. Like, to be honest, as long as I just get,
like, you have to B's. Get, like, B's for the rest of your school career.
If I just start getting, like, A's and B's.
You have to do that for the rest of your school career, all throughout senior year. You'd have, for, your, like, your shit to get up to 3 or to somewhere around 3, you're going to have to get A's and B's for the rest of the school year. Or rest of the school year and then senior year, too. And that's... And senior year is the hardest year to keep your grades up because you're going to just want to dick around. But, like, yeah, why are you taking Skills?
Because it's...
You should be taking engineering classes.
Bro, what Skills USA, bro, it's like...
It's like DECA.
Yeah.
Same thing as DECA.
But it's like they give me a... They find me a certain type of job to
what
work.
Do you mean?
They'll find me a job. Like
you have a job.
Yeah. Like, but they'll find me a different job. Like a manufacturing job or some shit.
What do you mean? Like, they're gonna find you a job in the field you wanna do?
Yeah. But, like, they don't have engineering, so they just, like, it's, like, manufacturing. That's what I'm going for. So, they
what
found me a job.
What type of job did they find you?
I don't even know. I have to talk to him about it. He just told me that he found a job, but I gotta talk to him about it. Like, what he found.
That's just up though. And it's like an actual job?
Yeah, it's like an actual job. And I'll get paid like 12, 13 bucks starting out.
And then you get a credit for it too, huh?
Yeah, credit.
Is that your skill? Like is that your class? Like, you'll have Skills... Fifth and sixth hour, like fifth hour, you'll go
fourth
to
and fifth hour.
Fourth
oh, hour.
Then never mind. I thought, because with my, when I had,
Oh, but I only have 5 hours.
Okay, so you said fourth to fifth. Yeah, yeah. So it is something like when
so I leave school early.
You leave school fifth hour. Yeah, you go to a class fourth hour.
Seminar type shit.
And then you go to a work 5th hour. Yeah, that's how it was at my school. What our shit.
And then I need a minimum of like 10 hours a week
to get the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I got to keep up. I got to be an actual employee.
Mm-hmm. Skills is dope, though. It is. You're going to have fun. Because they're going to have, like... You'll have opportunities to fucking... They have competitions and shit.
But there's a bunch of different, like, fields. So there's, like, more than just manufacturing.
Yeah. There's, like, fucking all the Microsoft shit. Like, Excel, fucking Word. Like, all that shit. They'll have competition. Like... Because that's how it was with mine. We had competitions and that. Then we had competitions and other bullshit stuff.
I don't think we're going to be doing that.
Yeah, you will, bro. I'm telling you, you'll be having a competition. You said 6 slots, so it's 2. So it's 2 classes each try. Right?
It might be 9. No, because it was a class. It's the class and the job. So,
so it's 2.
Yeah.
For the whole year. Each try. 2 mm-hmm. classes each try. Yeah, you're definitely... Your third trimester, there's going to be a competition.
And then I have health.
I can almost bet
and then I have to take health because I never took health. And then...
You should have mostly electives next year, right?
Yeah. Actually.
You have mostly electives.
I think I have.
Are you taking any engineering shit?
No.
You should. Why not?
Because of skills. Because I'm just taking skills. Besides, they don't really have any engineering shit other than whatever you took.
They don't have like a auto shop or like a wood shop or something like that?
Yeah, they do. I don't really like that shit. Maybe in autos.
Well, you gotta
not
just...
Not woods, because then I'll just be making like a shelf.
You gotta like get used to the measure, to the tools though.
But I use that shit all the time because I've taken like small gas engines, fucking machine technology.
That's what you should take something like that again. Just to like get,
Like I've used micrometers and shit. Like,
yeah, you should do it just to like be fresh, to have that shit fresh in your mind, because that's what, when you go to college, you're going to be using that shit. Like, and I was saying woods because they deal with more like I don't know about
and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like with small measurements
with and rulers. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, rulers like, and tape measures, and they're gonna teach you like the, cause there's, do you remember all the measurements? Like if I gave you a rule, you could show me you could find measurements for me, like 1.5 millimeters or 1 8/9" or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You'd be able to find that on a ruler?
Yeah.
Because I know when I went, because you're going for like, you want to go to college for like CNC? Shit. Yeah, or
converting. No. That's manufacturing shit.
What do you want to, you want to go for like the, you want to, like, make blueprints?
I don't even know. I was going for, like, engineering, like, mechanical engineering type shit.
What do you mean?
So, yeah, type. So, like, you'd be making prototypes or, like, simulations.
So, it'd be making the blueprint and then taking the blueprint and taking it to a CNC machine or, like, a fucking... machine that fucking carves
out
metal.
I wouldn't be making it though, probably.
So you'd be making the blueprint.
Or maybe I would, like, maybe like 3D printed or some shit.
So you'd be making the blueprint?
I guess, yeah.
So you more like on CAD?
Yeah.
You got that?
I already took it.
How many times? You took it, because isn't it CAD? You got CAD 1, 2, 3? Or is it just CAD?
It's just CAD.
Oh. Take it again?
I took it this year.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you like that shit?
Yeah.
Actually, it's dope, huh?
Yeah, I took fucking, cause I took Spanish early. I took Spanish middle school, and I got a fucking D in that class.
Well, it's a middle school. They're not gonna be looking at that shit.
But it was a high school class. It was a high school. I took a high school class in middle school. That's what I'm saying.
So retake that.
Fucking civics.
Or take something else.
My ass was dumb
as hell.
You
fucking
though.
Failed civics? Civics is so easy.
No, bro, because I was fucking around. Look, I had a C in the class, right? And I was taking the final, and I was like, bro, I got a C. I can fuck this shit up, pass with a D. That's what I did. That's what I fucking did, bro. I'm so dumb.
You're an idiot.
Like, why did I? I'm so dumb. Like, it was an easy final. I could have done that shit and passed with, like, a B or a C.
Idiot.
I was like, bro, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I was like, at the end, I was like, bro, I don't even feel like do this shit. I was like, C, 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 C.
A, B, C, D, E, D, C, A, A, B, C, D, E, D, C, B.
Like, and then I was fucking around. I was fucking around. I was using a calculator. I was pretending that it was a phone. And I was pretending I was on the phone, but it was just a calculator. So he was like, put your phone down. You on the phone? I was like, it's just a calculator. What you yelling for? And she was like, put that fucking calculator down.
I remember in fucking eighth grade, I pretty much did that on my MCA. On my English and Science MCA, I went in there like random ass answers type shit. I got placed in fucking in ninth grade. I got placed in advanced science and in fucking advanced English because I did crazy good on my MCA.
I'm dead.
My grandma and grandpa were so proud of me.
He was like, see, you did crazy.
I swear to God, bro. I was like, I was doing a pattern. I was like, it was like B. I'd go B E A C, B E A C, B E A C D, B E A C, B E A C, B E A C D. I just fucking did some random ass shit like that on both tests. I was like, I hate tests. I hate this shit. I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Fucking just started going filling random shit. Grandpa got the letter. He was like, oh my God, this boy's smart. You're not stupid. I was like, huh?
Your ass like aced it and shit. You hit the exact pattern. It wasn't BCD, it was BCE.
And then I fucking got into the classes. The science class, I was cool. You know, I like science. But I got into that advanced English and was like, oh my God, it's nothing but reading and writing papers. Get me out of here.
I hate it.
Get me the fuck out of here.
English is
get me
so
out of
dumb.
Here. It's
like,
retarded.
Like,
it's
it makes no sense. It's like, we're...
It's like, we're oh, go look shit. At these... Go look at these people's...
And think about it, like...
Go look at these people's stuff. Think about it.
What do you...
Tell
what's
me
your
about
opinion,
it.
Like,
oh, but you can't have it nowhere near, like, what they said.
Yeah, like, make
but
it
you
fucking...
But you gotta tell me what they said.
Fucking make it's it like, supportive. What? Like, fucking argue this shit.
It's like, what... Arguing, that'd be cool. I just hated research papers, y'all. Anything but research
like,
papers.
Tell me what you think about this fucking topic.
Like, I fucking failed ninth grade English over a research paper. My teacher was pissed, yo. She brought me in the last day. Like, literally the last day, last hour. She got a pass to her room. She was in there. She pulled me outside and was like, you fucking failed my class. I was like, really? She was like, you failed my class. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why didn't you turn in this, this, and this? I told you to turn this in, otherwise you're going to fail. And I was like, I don't know.
She said, why didn't you just fucking pass me, bitch?
She's like, how much you got done? Gave it to her. She's like, I can't even give you a fucking C out of this. I can't even give you a C. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah. So I don't know what you're going to do about football next year. Because if you didn't get a... Because if you got a D, then fucking on your ass type shit. Next year comes by, I'm thinking like I got a D in it. I go to my counselor, he's like, yeah, you got, I'm happy you passed that English class. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you got a C. I was like,
damn, for real? She really plugged you. I was just watching this movie.
I got a C. He was like, yeah, I'm really proud of you. I went down there to her room and I was like, thank you. She was like, you're welcome. But I'm disappointed in you. I was like, oh, man. I think I got her like caribou for like a week. Because she was pissed. Like, we were cool. Like, I used to come in there for lunch. I came in there for lunch one time. She was like, get out. I was like, for real. She was like, get out. I was like, man.
Bro, that's how I am, like, with Miss Tilly, my ASL teacher. Yeah,
that's when you said that shit, that's when I get it.
Bro, because look, Valentine's Day came, I gave her a fucking rose.
My nigga trying to smash. Bro, you can't say her name, you fucked up. They gonna be on you, girl. You just fucked up your opportunity.
We got another rat.
No, your sister lives inside my hair.
Wait, where is she at even?
Downstairs.
Oh, you said.
That bullet lasted 30 minutes, bro.
Shit's definitely slow.
That's crazy.
We need some more.
We need some
Vegas.
Once again, shout out to Game Naturally. Black Cherry is what we're smoking on today. You know, limited edition Garcia Vega Natural Leaves. Get them at your local. Your local store.
Sponsor.
We
is ready for that sponsor. You know, because we fucks with them.
We like, fucks with them. Hey. Like,
we sleep on them, but now we fucks with them. We are going to purchase more of these. Please sponsor us, Garcia Vega.
Please sponsor us. All right.
You guys, get out of here,
though. You guys all have a good night. See you later.